Hi.
What an exciting day today. How long have you been writing and performing music, mate?
I have been doing performing arts and music from a very, very early age. So I've been writing my own music for about 5 years now.
And it all started at Springwood High. How was that for you then? And did you ever realise perhaps maybe that would be a career you'd pursue?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've always loved music, and then going to Springwood just like made me love it even more. So, yeah, definitely being at Springwood helped me realise that was a career.
And now we know that you were at Springwood, we have to discover what house you were in.
I was in Holcombe.
Good girl. That's the best one of the lot. Well done. Holcombe. So where has it taken you so far? I mean, you're still really young, but what have you achieved or where have you been, played, performed so far?
I did Latitude Festival last year and I've done Wild Path.
That's amazing.
With my acoustic band. So yeah, so doing all sorts of good gigs.
Well, that's really impressive. And now here we are, 18th of March, few years into your really fledgling career, and you've got an official release. When you started writing this song 2 years ago, did you ever think you would be making people pay to listen to it?
No. I wrote it because I got inspired in that moment, and then I just kept spiraling. I came back to it a couple of years later and decided that was the one that I wanted to release. And yeah, I just never thought that it would get this far.
So what's the track called? Tell us about it.
It's called Indigo Sky. It's kind of influenced. I wrote it, co-wrote it with a friend of mine called James Arlington, who also produced the track. He's an incredible musician. So yeah, he's a big credit on the track. But yeah, it's a great tune.
Let's have a little listen to it. Hang on.
Just promise that you'll wait for me, and I'll be in your dreams.
So what's the story behind it?
Well, I found a poem years ago. I can't really remember the name of it, unfortunately, but I got really inspired by the meaning of that, and it's about like loss and like experiences in relationships, someone leaving and time and childhood and things. So yeah, it's kind of just all of my feelings in one place.
So is this going to be the most streamed song on Spotify by the end of the day?
No, I don't know.
We can try, can't we? It's available on all the platforms, isn't it? How can people get a copy?
Yeah, it's on all digital music streaming platforms, so Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, all of them. Yeah, if you just go on my social medias, then the link will be on there.
And you can find Erin Eliza quite easily. 2 A's, Erin Eliza, dead simple. And we'll also put the links up on our podcast page at radiowestnorfolk.co.uk a little bit later on this morning. So how do you find out how many people have logged in, downloaded, streamed or bought the song from iTunes?
There's like little sites and apps and things I can see.
Excellent. Do you get like a little notification every time someone plays it?
I think so on one of the websites, yeah.
Oh, I bet you're going to be staring at that all day. And no, seriously, I hope it goes really, really well. How were you before falling asleep last night, knowing that you had this big day ahead today?
Incredibly nervous.
Yeah.
Very nervous, yeah.
It's going to be amazing. And have you got any gigs coming up so we can see you play live?
I've got some, hopefully in the summer, not confirmed yet, but I will keep you posted.
All right, well, there's plenty of opportunities for music in the summer, especially now things are returning a little bit more like normal. Erin, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and very, very good luck with your tune.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.